Hi there, my name is Prakash Chandran, and this is a Pfizer podcast series. This episode will touch on the pace of weight loss, impact on lean body weight, and extra caution in older patients. Dr. Aronne, is there an optimal rate of weight loss?
So the short answer is there is no optimal rate. There's too fast. And when if you lose weight too quickly, which in my opinion is more than 2% per week, and maybe 1% per week, anything higher than that tends to cause excessive loss of muscle. So people lose lean body mass if they lose weight too quickly. There's kind of a terminal velocity to fat loss. And if you exceed it, your body goes to something that's actually more accessible, and that is muscle. And we don't want that to happen. The ideal is to lose 3/4 fat and 1/4 lean body mass during weight loss, but with very rapid weight losses. You might see it on The Biggest Loser or something like that, where people are very, very restricted. We used to see this with very low calorie diets of 400 calories a day. You can see much greater muscle mass loss. And with the very big weight losses we're seeing now with GLP-1s, we're seeing that up to 40% of weight loss can be lean body mass. And we're trying to figure out how to manage that and make it less lean body mass and more fat. And we do have strategies we're developing to do that.
What measures do you implement to maintain lean body mass during GLP-1 RA treatment?
That's a great question. And the primary way we do that is with resistance exercise. So we recommend resistance exercise, weight bearing or actual weight lifting, could be using bands, but something against resistance as opposed to pure aerobic exercise. In the future, I think there will be methods to prevent the loss of lean muscle mass using myostatin inhibitors, other strategies, but for now it's resistance training and also having an adequate protein intake.
When you're working with older patients, is this loss of lean body mass more of a concern?
Absolutely. We're very cautious when dealing with older patients because it is easy to get them to lose muscle mass. It's kind of an illusion of success. They can see their weight going down, but what they're actually losing is muscle mass. So we're fanatical about getting older patients to do resistance training to try to preserve lean mass. And we're also very conservative. The recommendations are to be very conservative in managing older people. They're more resilient. So unless someone has medical problems associated with their obesity, we probably, we'd be inclined not to treat them aggressively because of their weight.
So conserving most of the lean body mass during weight loss is ideal. And that can be a challenge with rapid weight loss or weight loss in older patients. Tune into the final episode to hear Dr. Aronne answer a variety of questions submitted by Pfizer colleagues. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the Pfizer podcast series. My name is Prakash Chandran, and we'll talk next time.